الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the first ayat of Surah Al-Isra. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنوريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, glorified is he who took his abd, who took his slave from Masjid al-Haram to the furthest mosque, to Masjid al-Aqsa, alladhi barakna hawlahu, the place, the surroundings of which have been purified, linuriyahu min ayatina, so that he may show him his ayat, his signs. Innahu huwa samiul basir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is all hearing and all seeing. I remind myself and you about the importance of this journey of Isra wal Mi'raj. It is two journeys at the same time, al Isra, which is the journey from Makkah to Jerusalem, to from Masjid al Haram to Masjid al Aqsa, and then Mi'raj is the journey from Masjid al-Aqsa into the heavens, to where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. We know there are several references in the Quran. This one is one, and there are other references also. Plus, there are many references to this blessed journey in the ahadith, the famous ahadith of Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu and others. All referring to this journey of Rasulullah into the heavens and back. It is our aqidah as the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah that Rasulullah went in his physical body. This was not a dream. This was not something that he imagined. He went in his physical self. And it was also a spiritual journey, in the sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him things of the future. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him things which had not yet come to pass. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him the manasir, showed him the visions and the scenes of the Jannah wal Jahannam, and so on and so forth. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what all he showed his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Our aqidah is that we believe whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, without any doubt and without any question. And this is the position of the Ahlus Sunnah. It's the position of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, and it is most beautifully expressed in the statement of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when he was told about this journey, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned from this journey, and he made this announcement. People went to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu and said, "Do you know what your friend is now saying?" So he said, "What is he saying?" He said, "Your friend is saying that Allah took him from Makkah to Jerusalem and then into the heavens and back, all in the same night." And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, "If he said that, then I believe." And this statement of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is the foundation of the science of authentication of hadith. This is our position with regard to the hadith, which is that if the hadith is authentic, meaning that if Rasulullah ﷺ said what has been reported in that hadith, then we believe it, whether or not we understand it, whether or not it appears to be logical, whether or not we like it, or whether or not we don't like it, we accept it as the word of Muhammad ﷺ, which is absolute, which is true, and which is binding on us. So this is the principle of hadith. This is our basic aqidah with respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The reason I remind myself and you is that from all of this also arises the question and the principle that what are we supposed to do on this particular night. Now, couple of things to understand, because we know all that happens in the name of Shab-e Mi'raj or Laylatul Mi'raj or whatever you want to call it. First of all, the thing to understand is that this journey happened, and as I said, this is our aqidah. We believe that this happened completely without any doubt. What is not clear is the exact date on which it happened. This is not recorded anywhere. So therefore, one cannot say with certainty that it happened on this or that day, that it happened exactly on the 27th of Rajab. This is a possibility. We don't say it is wrong. But we also cannot say with absolute certainty that it actually happened on that day because we don't know. The date was not recorded. Why was it not recorded? Because this was not the custom of the Arabs. They did not record individual dates. They knew the years, but sometimes they knew the months also, but exact dates they did not record. They didn't have a date-wise calendar at that time. The Hijri calendar came into being after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away in the rule of Umar ibn al-Khattab radhiyallahu anhu as the Khalifa. So we don't know the exact date. So when you don't know the exact date, to say that this must be done or that must be done obviously cannot be said. Second thing is, even if the date is known, for example, we know about the presence of Laylatul Qadr in the last 10 nights of Ramadan on the odd nights. Right? We don't know the exact date, but we know that this is in the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Now, what is to be done in Laylatul Qadr also we know. Why? Because Rasulullah ﷺ did it. And that is the basic principle of the Sharia with respect to everything, especially with respect to Ibadah, all forms of worship. That we do what the Prophet ﷺ did and told us to do, and we do not do that which he did not do or that which he did not tell us to do. Because as the Nabi of Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu, it is our aqidah about the Prophet ﷺ that he completed his message, that he did not leave anything undone, that he did not do an incomplete job, that he fulfilled his complete responsibility. This is the basic belief. If somebody believes that Rasulullah ﷺ left out something, then his whole aqidah, his whole Islam itself is in jeopardy, and one cannot say that the person is a Muslim if he believes that Rasulullah ﷺ did half the job and he left the other half for you to complete. So obviously, we believe that Rasulullah ﷺ completed his mission fully and totally and to the pleasure of his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. And therefore, with regard to Ibadat, to introduce something as an Ibadah into the Deen is Kufr. Rasulullah ﷺ said, "Kulla muhdathatin bid'ah, kulla bid'atin dalala, wa kulla dalalatin finnar." He said, every innovation, every new thing in Islam, especially with regard to Ibadah, this is the meaning of the Hadith, every new thing is a bid'ah, every bid'ah is dalala, which means every bid'ah is misguidance, and every dalala is in the hellfire. And therefore we save ourselves and we protect ourselves from all bid'at, and we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ. That is the road of safety, that is the Siratul Mustaqim, which we ask for in every rakat of every salah, which is part of Suratul Fatiha, when we say Ihdina Siratul Mustaqim. What is the Siratul Mustaqim? This is the Sirat, this is the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How do I say that? This is not my aqidat, which is alhamdulillah, inshallah, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill my heart with the hub and muhabbat of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is not coming from there. It is coming from the Quran itself, from Suratul Yasin. Yasin wal Quran il Hakim, innaka laminal mursaleena ala siratul mustaqim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, you verily, Allah is the witness, verily and truly you are the among the Rasul of Allah, among the Rusul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you are on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Which Sirat al-Mustaqim? Which we are told to ask for guidance on in Surah al-Fatiha, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. So therefore, the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Sirat al-Mustaqim, and this Sirat al-Mustaqim is what we ask Allah to guide us on. Now, according to this Sirat al-Mustaqim, according to the Sunnah, let us see what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do on this particular night. On the actual night itself, he went to Jerusalem and then he ascended the heaven. But on subsequent nights, this happened, this incident happened in the 13th or 12th or 13th year of Risala. 1 year later or so, Rasulullah ﷺ migrated to Medina, and then he lived in Medina for 10 years. So therefore, after this incident of Isra wal Mi'raj, Rasulullah ﷺ was in this world for another 10 or 11 years. In these 10 or 11 years, what did he do to, within quotes, celebrate this night? He did nothing. There is absolutely no record whatsoever in anywhere, in any hadith, in any place that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did anything special on that particular night. There is no record at all. So he did not do anything special on the night of Isra wal Mi'raj. That's also one of the reasons why the night is not known. Because if he had celebrated it every year, then people would have known the exact date. This is the date because he used to do this. He did this, salat, or he did this tilawat, or wazifa, or something. No, he did not do anything. And because he did not do anything, the Sahaba also did not do anything. What did he do? He did the same thing which he used to do every night, which is he would wake up for tahajjud, he would pray tahajjud, he would make dua, and so on and so forth, which he did for all the nights his whole life. The Sahaba also did that, and that is, therefore, if somebody says, what should you do on Shab-e-Mi'raj, on Laylatul Mi'raj, you should do what you should do on every night, which is wake up for tahajjud and pray tahajjud. That is very, very important. Pray Qiyam al-Layl, pray tahajjud, do Tilawat al-Quran. This is what we should do, not for that particular night, but as a normal routine ibadat that we have to do. So what is the significance of Isra al-Mi'raj? Is it something that is an incident, is a mu'jiza in the life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? We listen to it, nice story, we go home. No. The biggest significance of Isra al-Mi'raj is what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was given as a gift for himself and for his whole ummah by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. Isra al-Mi'raj is probably one of the most, if not the most significant incidents in the life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not only because of the mu'jiza, but because of what Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gave to him as a gift, and through him, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to the rest of the Ummah until the Day of Judgment as a gift. And what is that gift? The gift of the Fard Salawat. The five Fard Salawat are a gift, are an honor from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. It's not a burden for us to come and dump in the masjid. The Salah is a gift from Allah, because this is the direct access to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It is the permission to come into the darbar of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It is the permission to come into the presence of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, to ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala whatever we want, with the yaqeen that Allah can give it and Allah will give it, inshaAllah. Now this is the beauty of the Salah. So what must we do if somebody says, how must we celebrate Laylatul Mi'raj, how must we celebrate Shab-e-Mi'raj? We should celebrate by making the niyyah, and by that we will never miss a Fard Salah in our life till the end of our days. That is the way to celebrate Shab-e-Mi'raj. To make sure that we never miss a Fard Salah, and for the men definitely it means also in the masjid, that we pray Fard by Jama'ah till the end of our days, inshallah, that we will not miss a single Fard Salah. This is the way to celebrate Shab-e-Mi'raj, Laylatul Mi'raj. So it's very, very important for us to remember that we do what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did. We follow the Sunnah, we do not introduce bid'ah into the deen, and in this is khair. And what is the Sunnah with respect to Laylatul Mi'raj? Is the Fard Salah. This is what we need to do. Inshallah, we ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to keep us with istiqamat on Siratul Mustaqim. We ask Allah to keep us with istiqamat on the Sunnah of His Habib Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to keep us with istiqamat on Salah, and to make our Salah full of khushu and khudu, and to make our Salah the Mi'raj of the Mu'min, which is what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called it. See the beauty of this thing. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the Salat is the Mi'raj of the Mu'min. His Mi'raj was the Mi'raj when he went to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, but the Salah is the Mi'raj of the Mu'min. And that's where he said, when the Mu'min makes sujood, when he is making sajda not on this earth, he is making sajda before the arsh of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. Now what more can we want? This is the beauty of this Salah. We ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him, and to save us from that which does not please Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.